Daniel 6, Day 4. Daniel is protected by the Lord. The summary of the internal sense says, but still they were guarded by the Lord that they might not undergo that punishment of the Inquisition. Then the king went up to his palace and was in his house fasting. Neither were instruments of music brought in before him, and his sleep fled away from him. Then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste to the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice to Daniel. And the king answered and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God, whom thou servest continually, able to deliver thee from the lions? Then Daniel spoke with the king, O king, live for ages. My God has sent his angel and has shut the mouths of the lions, that they have not hurt me. All because before him I was found clean. And yes, before thee, O king, I have not done any hurt. Arcana Celestia 63:44. Scarcely anyone in this world can know what is the nature of the power of the power that is in truth from good. But it is known to those who are in the other life, and thus by revelation from there. They who are in truth from good, that is, in faith from charity, are in power through truth from good. In this power are all the angels, and from this the angels are called in the word powers, for they are in the power of restraining evil spirits, one angel being able to restrain 1,000 all at once. They exercise their power chiefly when with man, in defending him at times against many hells, and this in 1,000 and 1,000 ways. They have this power by means of the truth that is of faith from the good that is of charity. But as they have their faith from the Lord, it is the Lord alone who is the power in them. True Christian Religion, number 123. The Lord's combat against hell may also be compared, though imperfectly, to a conflict with all the wild beasts on the earth and their slaughter and subjugation, until not one of them dares come forth to attack any man who is in the Lord. So that if the man but shows a threatening countenance, his enemy instantly shrinks back as if he felt a vulture on his breast, striving to pierce him to the very heart. Moreover, infernal spirits are compared in the word to wild beasts. By a like divine power, the Lord fights at this day against hell in every man who is being regenerated, for hell attacks all such with diabolical fury, and unless the Lord resisted and tamed that fury, man could not but succumb. For hell is like one monstrous man, or like a huge lion, with which indeed it is compared in the word. Therefore, unless the Lord kept that lion or monster manacled and fettered, a man from himself, when rescued from one evil, could not help but fall into another, and again into others continually. Questions and points for discussion. How often do we think about the angels who are with us? Can we ever recognize the influence that angels have on us in the course of a day or at any given moment? Have we ever had an experience like Daniel, or heard of others who have had an experience like Daniel when there was an awareness of an angel being sent by the Lord to protect or help us?